දක්වා ඊළඟට තාන්න තාන්නච්චිමි කටු රාස්තින් බාමි කිසි වගේ යුටින් BPS ඔපටුවක වනි පායප්ත මානවත් සිටි කාන්සල චිත්තේ තාන්න තාන්න අපතෝරණියෝ නාරලෝලි විත්මන් නකෝ රොක්තර ඉනුක් කරොක්ටෙත් පල්ටුම් තාන්නච්චිමි සභා කරලා වනි තාන්නච්චිමි කටු රාස්තින් මාමෙ පික්පන් නකොක්සෝටෝන රෙච්චෝ නකොක්සෝටෝන රෙච්චෝ කමන්න ඉසුම් මති කෙල්ලු නුටාවක්කට කෙතුනොක්ට තුරිච්චාප්ට උව මකට යුමිනයිච්චුත් අකු නරාවලකු වව වාමේව ඇනිතා කිමිගල්ලීලා උන නුත්කල්කනාව මටුනිලිමන් තමන්න ඉසුම් මති කෙගලා කක්කු කෝටික සුලින්ය පැස්ලකු උව පිවකාලොක්තුම කටවලාවනම අගලාන් දුකනානේ ඉලවන රක්ෂණේ නගලම කටුවිටි යුමනේ චිගප්තෝක් තමන්න මුතාරෙක් කප්ත පියාකොක්තෝ දීකම උබ කෙනිගෝරුට උබු උබන්නේ නුනා නුනා කල්යාප්තික්නේ නැරපෙක්ට වාටිගුත් නාලාන යාටිගුත් සිටි කවුන්සලට් IRA කනු සම්ම සිවොන්නේකට උබනේ ඔල්ලක් තුක් සමිත් පෙස්හණාවක්ත මලිකය ගාතිකුත් සිබුල්ලෙක්ටික්ට නුටෝට් ලුක්ටෝට් නාලාන ජාතිකුත් පාක්සාාවමනය ජාතිකුත් කනොක් සිබුන් සිවුන්න කල්කඥාවක්ට සංගකක්තිවුත් වවුට උඩු කනාන දෑමක් අනයක්ලාන් සිබුල්ලේක් තවල් උඩු කනත් නාලාන්නජයි තේප්චෝ වවුටමවී නිගොක්නයි ලප්තික්නි සිවලු උඩු කනානෙක් කමක්ෂෙත්කොප් ලොට අල්ලාක්ෂු කෝනෙක් සෝනි අඟයු කාප්තික්නි නලෝන් ගනෝකුන් කිම්බොටි කනත් ඉනුයිත් රායුතෙන් තුරා ලේත් කතන රච්චා එල්ලාන් පියුම් මච්චේ රාගගේ තමන්න එත් කවෙල්ලකු තර අනිනගලාන් පෙ කටික යුසයසි සබකටි සෙවක්ටි යුරි යුසි කමක්කුටල්ලු අකෙත් නක්තුූ තෙසුම කසි අකෙත් නක්තුූ තෙසුම කනි පුටොක් කනාට ඉලාන්නේ ඉංමෙන්නුන් ලීලා සිබුල්ලේ ඇක්තිගලවටකෝ අකින් ඇක්ටූතිය රක්තුත් පීනගේ තිල්ලා පෑ හොට නිදාන්න කෙනිගවුඩකුත් ඉනිුම් ක්‍රඥාවනක චෝනින් රායුටම් එලොකටක් කෙනරාතකුත් රායුටම් ඉසුම්මත් ගොතුන්නේෙන් ඉලිසමරා රායුටිකක් කරට ඉනිුක් රාජුටික් සහනය පිමන් ආරිගාවුත් ලුක්තුක් ආසයෙන් රායුටික් ශක්තිල් කෙනසුම කනේ ඔබ ඉලිසමගේ පුත්තමන්න ඉනික් ඉලමන්තු රාජ්‍යට කවලිය පැම්මන් නලුනේච්ච නලුනේච්ච දලෝන් නඩෝකුන් සිබොත් මුන් ඉගලන නන රාජ්‍යෙ පිළිිට පන්ලා නරක ඉනික් සොමන් උපෙක් සිල්ල පැහනේ රාජ්‍යෙ පතු ලසි ජාරේගා කයොක් නක්තෝ තිබු රාජ්‍යෙ මිලිට නසබෝති මග කම්බක් කුටි රායුටි පිසුල්ලය අමෙන් කැන්සල්ලගුන්නේ ඉනිකුන් ඉනක්ෂොක්ටෝකුන් මමටිට්ටාග තෙප්චෝ බයිබල් ටයිම්ස් ඉනිුනැක්චෝ දන්න රායුටි දිසාපොල්ලනීකෝ ඔල්ලක්තිකක් සිලගත්ත කමිකිත් ලකාගයමික් සංගිලක් සිවුලාසුවිත් ඔල්ලක්තින් නැරුවේ ඉනක්ෂූටික් පට මමටිච්චි දැසිප් ජුවිත් නාකා පොකයිමික් ඉළඟෙත් එම්මැක්ලුවිත් තේප්චුන අත් ලෝනරච්චුත් සිවුල්ලෑන් සිවුල්ලන නිනවෝඩුව නලවංගලනෙ ඉඩුක් පිත්්‍රීජමඥත් සඥපන් රාජම කදච්චි පයාම සංගම ආච්චූති පත්ලවා පොකයිත්මිගුන්නේ පොකයිත්මත් සොමන් අක්ටෝරෝම නොනක් පිගෙනක සඟන තමනත් කග සිදෙක්සේ නයූතනරක්සම උන්නේෙන් ඉලිප්සිගේ නලෝන්හරෝකුන් ඉනියුම් උට කනාම් අලකක් සූතා තම්මාගන්නරච්චුක් යානීසු මගෙත් ලෑච්චලක්තන ඉසුමමුන් ඉපික් සිල්ල පෑගතහනි ඉලි යරුක් තේකු තමන් ඉසුම්මතිකි වෙලාව කක්කු අනි තෝරාල්ලකි ගල ලිවයි ඉපික්ෂේ පිච්
ගියුරමික් දැසුරමික්ලෙ දාත් නප්ටෝ දුටෝපලුන්ගේ නිවුන් ඉනිියුනෑගතකම නලවුල්ලු සෝලකාන් ඉනිියුනෑනගත් යුුවප්තුක් තෙන්මතාත්නේ මෙරූප්ලුන් අප්තුක් මාමග ඉනිියුන්ගන් angayokaki lokak ni ginyungak ni kong rak sila katakama ilyat ni imit kaklunga unnomi ublami terhamba kanut nami mama tigumbi raklunga arigat kun angayulam kong rak sila katunga ilyani terhamba angayutin ni kanga kong rak sila katakama terhani terhamba dosi ni kecewa mitabna fiil lagi ya mamam ni ilyani arge kau reaksi ama niklinya cahun, niklinya lepeh, huting ilani itak tu, ilat ni hari, unat cahun kanu kami deh, unat cahun itak tu, terak ngan ini jgla, damna feel lah kapku, mama angayul ka, umunga iki apku. Peru menyakliku ini lagi ya, menelekat angak, uam nut kel kokto diingin jaga ya sulima maga anak tukangan kenyit langan, ant nilja peklu ant neng neng ya, tamna, ilipsi mama orang ni, ilipsi marak sari iksi, kedun orang si kanoni tanda inekpan, tapko tigul la peklu angayu digiatnya. Feel lak nak tuk feel lala pahlu suli ubunga iliru ni ubunga lu akuk tuk lu dablu malitara ubali itna ublu bak ilipsi nyiyaw larip nyunga marruminga dangak miksu mikinyuk lukotakan ngeris nyunga ublu bak li sabari gang mamaga kuyat kangsit nyangan angayu kadirip lu kuyap lu Pilkaku yadiya, tamna alakru orang terhambat lipsip suk, nak kete matu saat lelom kayaksi yuming, kayaksi raksa gayalawan nak ur lepah ni nak ur diku sumbikat lamik dibikrai.
Nalaksi sulite semegil yadik sakalap. Cuman.
Pogal log tua. Mi walk out the cap to it next what the center center to the pira ga yel to it get the data na ang mao shop clinic jan wo ko yet ko yet yel to wa ga ta na la ni tin ma tiu so sa ko ro na chu yo wa ne to kanani lo kata in ngap ta wa to kanai ngop lo ne so lumutun na panagalok tuni ang uyak tekatok amani kinunap tini ang uyak agat at na nalaw narok sukta natin ni kapiro ko din buwan ni isumati ilitia resensip siyo kukana arayka tigilektor wilitanun isumati ilitia at na Niblek semagalak mirami wan regional elders, wajah kata village jadi tiga ingurat leh pati wilat ni pancakoting ni semalak tau ni. Five elders ina katimat dirakau ting lokating niblek sukol ting. Big pada kenyang kaya kati utam nalekah una elders. Kaya mereka pun mungut wanik na law kalau waktu na layak tu. Tapi semua tiga law licia, licia nun na namu bona mana dah na cemut atau belai pun atau tak sayi pun na kau ni sangat nun nakkan. Bawa tu wak kena situ dan na. Nalong na nasuk na aslibu siya tat na sa kukto ni uwangalik inyong nam ni tat na lakak si piti unong ni tat na ukakto nga anaksakto nga subaslak mata suwalok upit wawalasil inyesot city council tema tangat kuninga mutahan itiko city council ni huta Wet ngok sauting, ilang ata ang maklo, wala hiling nasit. Terus bawa lau lagi. Anak sak tua. Titi itu susah isi cepat lagi. Temannya tangak pergi nyep juga. Inau tangak tak. Inau lela satu sebukan nak satu mesake huni lela. Alapit cuma cuma nalur cuma suplah hep juni ini aktu. Tak nanti mahu pisin naya hari. Terus aku kalau aktu. Tamu buah sih. Nau nak suit birau me. Satu tu nene juga tamu tangak. Terus aku ikut. Kuliah tinggi agaknya, tapi mungkin beli orang Allah saya, tema, walau nari, gokok, adia, orang Allah harus, jadi waktu solo ilokata, ina, open itu, amani ari, ane cuma nahu, wani ubu, ane bersakti, ubu takuk. Wan tim lila nak kayok tinggi sukrop lute elders itu kayok tinggi sukroru cukup leka kayok tinggi sukroru cule el tak tip tinik buat inyuk kena ringat wajak aku saja kanurat lenyuk yo kanurat lenyuk. Jadi tu kagallah huni, nipiksa kagallah huni, ukhotik si jemnya kagallah huni, kanurat lelak. Ini wajib el tengok kagallah huni. Tema tu salah kami semua. Tema oblak titile kami. Tama terama terangan aku kagallah huni. Tema pigi jaga tu kapan? Pigi jaga payah huni. Matu faro nak puna ni. Nanti mik. Olak kira aku kawan itu elton juga. Kanu kira, mikirurak, nipingulurak, tinggi lekak tak tak. Tak nak. Agalan kayu tiu mami, biru solu tiku buat kawas lekiri mienya.
Thank you, Roman. Kena solida.
Kita boleh buat jangan hiburkan ye ilmu dok mata ini baik jadi sama ia buat katimak ia tak semerut FAS miglu FAE miglu tabu menga dengan penyiar tabuta. Asli itu mata tabuma ini diborong, adlang waktu nextok, agengan ingkutikan dulu ilmu mereka main, asli ukhotikan tigo, 500 tipik dulu ni, datna, ijamit. Kenyak note kaputing, ilangit kenyak note kalau kaputing adlan itu mangit adlan muksi mador itna itu mata matun itu matan ilanga pek matun it inganik tor ubatamna. Kanuk lubuk lubuk tersama, tabu muna okau terkaruk tak. Kengah senyap tak sari ikut, asyik dek. Aglagi asyik tak lubuk tunni, ikayuklah senyap lubuk, sulubuk. Jamat kau tak nak, ing miknik. Tangamik, telefon ni terkaruk ting, pinggit jod aglan, telefon itu. Jadi cewek, dia pun, elu kata tak nasib, dia si masuk nak cewek. ini payah mula, ibu pilih gebut, adlat pilih ngece, kita yang nak tu, kanuk lugu sama tersama teman nak tu, ukur tiga yuk tigo, istimalu corong, ananun. Itu malu torok tak nasemik ini waktu cinya tonen. Itu malu torok nak kena kalau hoting tak nasemik ia kah tonen. Karena ngicok tamna, tamna tu ia bilugu farukta. Ini lenya kata farukta sama pirasari.
Adia, Tretamna, Arnam, Yaluguduramik, Yumekangarme, Tangalha, Naraka, Sikalha, Kanuchipayamik, Yaluguduram, Tesame, Ilumen, Tatnasaratoa, Imira, Nereya, Ongarun, Mamagikarme, Tamnetera, Sangira Oxuli, Rodigiraksai, Tami.
Yeah, one over. Tap kunung ayok lunga FAS mulu FAI mulu kan sepcang dah katak pat nga untuk kanago ni bunga biwa kan sepcang marik sep lunga pip mat nga ukau tigil gusa ka ikna temu wane radio tigun kara kak sunga ikna kat katar lunga pinyat sunga kanok pisur kak tap kuk FAS kum suwalup FAS kuo kuna fetal alcohol syndrome ilumeng army baby them mama ni metok ban itnagup atarami ki meroni pin front chalaung army gan ni ok mani billaru me ne terenigup samani ilumengan sonorang sup mako form mang na ratangan ni na kai sumakawe Naka timan daramu matan son formal na katangani wani noni raksa katangani ngani nalolabak lugi milal ka imitaw kami tarugok sulunyarelyo na niraktok dahil ilumming kami tam na FAS tam na meaning nga itok ahiya na ni huni wani pi kami FAI li tamna ituk ane ni kuni wani takti til cerak tiak lugu tamna hidlanga Dereguk maning mek hanutun sepanabiknya kalau waktu Ikhlauk senyak sak lugu tamna penik tak iya lugrok Mani mwuk medisimun ni guk hanufi payam Kemil semakka ngata kanukun ni guk ikhlauk si imenye lugu Dari ni kuni tamna hidlaktuk sampai ngak tukuk FAI tamna uva ngapati sa uminga tamna chikun katimaring uva lakunga uva next week Tuesday 28 suminga katimaring agalo lichu tabur muna itilakrangan alo naktok tamna chikun FAI eskunla FAI kunla kakana chala uktok Pat Simpson tamna Angalat ikut mana kuni state, pemain nukat tiak sesilap sana, tamna tabruma programam, nalu naga kelu suli uwaud, katimari kuni juta, nuna akini tinjuai orang kita, minisam milio mek suli una Ella Jones, amatko, iklak tichini alik sabtiun, kasih cak matur piala watiun. Katimal latih sah seribut FAS kon le FAI kon lu itu nak tu tu ni agili gua seribu di lama til semak biap tu kapi anak cak lu tan cak ya lu rok ni jumbe ngamai daka ane nipan kuyangan nga radio di tu sana ngan nguyoma tu sahi pin kuyai pin tan tu kena ini itu nak aku ni tanggak tanggak ni kami tera. Tak nak cuci juga, terharu keluarga lakukan, baru
sukai sang maliwanga ibanga kalua ilimun ikayo pehiru rakup mati undaka bukan bari uta hiru krolek putin semagalawa ikut nalun ngerokun ikayu utau kesiak putakku nalun ecok tak nauta.
Thank you, Tommy. The morning break collector over 11:30 summer, Karunang Yadu. Break a car order. Obviously, two more subjects, the cocktail to blow up, agenda picnic. Namakana Naktu. At this time, we will have a coffee break. 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Yeah.
A representative on the ICC Executive Council. But I just wanted to admit that you saw my son come in a while ago with his son, my grandson, Carl. He's our FAE, FAS baby. When he was born, he was only late for my hand. In the hospital for 6 months. We looked at him. We couldn't, we figured he wouldn't live. And the only thing you could, that stuck out, because when they're that premature, you don't have too good of features, you know, you can't tell much. The only thing stuck out was his hands. Even though they were small, they were big for his body. Mary and I looked at each other and we thought about Carl Luther. That's how he was named, because of his hands being so much bigger than for his body. So we named him after Carl. But he's coming along. Who knows how much he'll be normal. He can talk, walk. He has real strong. He has problems. And that's the kind of people we're creating. Back to the ICC. As you know, the ICC is holding their next conference in Nome in July of 1995. And it's not very far away. Even though it's not being held here and we're not the hosts, we're close enough and we're part of Alaska. We got to try to do our part as well. So sometime during the next year, you might want to think about what is it that you're going to provide our guests from Russia and Canada and Greenland when they come to our state, and try to save up some of your best things and get them ready to ship down or take down with you when you go to your elders conference that'll be held there. We just met with the Nome people, and they're doing great in their preparation. And they have Helen Putuguluk, who came up here and talked on the radio and stuff, who's their coordinator. She's doing a good job of planning. You're going to have to have the same kind of elders conference as you did before, even though at every one of these ICC conferences since we started the elders conference with ICC, the elders have asked to be part of the General Assembly, and the Executive Council has not done anything about it. And so I'm trying to get them to at least talk about it during the General Assembly this year, this time. But right now, the plans are to have a separate Elders Council meeting the first couple days. And so So you can expect to be asked to name your representatives to that. Right now, whoever was representative last time are still the official delegates to the ICC Elders Council. We also went to Russia and held our first executive council meeting in Pravidinya and officially opened the Chukotka Yupik Society's office in Pravidinya and also the ICC office in Pravidinya. So we now have offices in all four member countries. The ICC is still doing a real important job for us. Most of it is hard for us to see because it never comes here. The work in Alaska is done by your own organizations, NANA, MANILA, Bureau, AFN, those kind of organizations. We do our own work for most of the stuff that affects you locally. Same thing in Canada, mainland. But on an international level, where the countries get together through the United Nations, that's where ICC works. And ICC has people, mostly Canadians, because for some reason or another, Canadians are really involved. I think part of that is because they're all across the top of the country, the whole top of the country they are. They aren't in just one little state. And so they're right in with their government. So we can go work internationally and they can get more support from their government to help fund their travel and staff and everything. But they go to lots of meetings all the time, United Nations meetings. And also a new thing that started mostly because of our Arctic policy that we put together at the ICC and approved, I think at the meeting we held here in Katsubi. Started a gathering of northern countries to talk about the environment and the land and the resources, and it has grown. It's gotten real big. They spend a lot of time and money doing studies on environmental pollution, on what's happening to resources, how land is being used, all that kind of stuff. And it's called AEPS, Arctic Environmental Protection Strategy. And eventually, we think it's going to be called the Arctic Council, where the eight Arctic countries will form a council, and together they'll decide what happens in the Arctic. The ICC is very important in this because it's now recognized by everybody as being a very important organization. It's the most important non-member organization in the United Nations. It's because of the work that they've done. We've had good people representing us from Greenland and Canada and Alaska. We've done a lot of work in the United Nations. Kind of been a leader of other Native people around the world. So a lot of the work we do is not just for us, but for Native people all over. Like I say, the Canadians have been taking the lead lately. We started off because after our claims, we had the leadership. So we had Willie and Eben and people like that that were starting this off. But now the Canadians are farthest ahead. So they're the ones that are being invited to speak to the Australian natives and the New Zealand natives and people like that. Or we used to be doing that, now that Canadians are doing it. So there's a lot of work there. So I wanted to mention that because, you know, you need to remember that you're part of the ICC and you have delegates to the ICC Elders Conference that will be held. We tried not to hold it in Nome. We tried to hold it in Bethel, where they're damped like Kotzebue. But Bethel couldn't put their organizations together to sponsor it. So so we had to have it in Nome. We don't like that because of all the booze there, but, you know, we had it there when we had in Katsugin. We didn't have anybody get hurt, so maybe we can get by in Nome. Another thing is we have a Russian program that I've been working on in Nana for the last year. I've been traveling to Russia ever since they opened it up, starting in '88, and all over Russia, but mostly in Chukotka, and trying to figure out how we can help those people. And it occurred to me that the way to help them would be to try to open up their eyes, try to say, okay, 30 years ago, we were there too, same place. We had nothing. We had no control over ourselves. We had no people that had any power. We had no money, no land, no nothing 30 years ago. And that's what they are. They're totally controlled by the Russians, even worse than we were, because over there they took away their guns and their ability to hunt and live off the land. And even though, here we had, they moved us to villages, we kind of kept villages here and there so you didn't have to move very far. You had to just move from a camp to a village. And over here they did it by putting schools in one place and then saying, if you didn't bring your kids here, you're going to go to jail. That's how they did it here. Well, the Russians are not much different. They did kind of the same thing. They said, they control everything. We're moving the store, we're moving the school, we're moving clinic over here. If you stay out there, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. And so they moved them same way into places, but far, long ways. So they couldn't, and they didn't have dog teams and stuff like that. They couldn't go back to the same place. They controlled them so strongly. They couldn't go back to their old hunting grounds, even if they had a rifle. So they were in worse shape. And now they had to live off whatever the government gave them. And so that's where they are. And I thought the best thing to do is to try to open their eyes and say, even though you're here, there's things you can do to better your life. And so I asked for some grant money from the government, and I got it. Enough to pay for some of their people to come to our region and talk to our people about what we did to try and help our people. Not that we did everything right. That's not the point. The thing is to open their eyes so that they can see there's something worth working for down there, that they can work for their people. And so one of the things that I thought that we did wrong was we didn't include the elders at first. And I'm not sure if we could have anyway, because we had no money, we had no communications, there was no elders' councils, and nothing around here. So who could we go to anyway? But I know that was missing, because we would have made less mistakes if we had elders around and elders to support us. Sometimes it was pretty lonely out there when not only the white people were attacking you, but your own people were attacking you for what you were trying to do too. And we had no support. So I thought, if we're going to teach the Russians about what they should be doing, the first thing we should teach them is how to get their elders going and support their people who are going to be working on getting their lives better. So that's why we brought elders over. And we started off, we were going to bring two groups of 20. And I asked for a lot of money. They keep cutting it back, and we're down to two groups of 7. And one couldn't come, so we ended up with 6 elders on this one. But they're pretty important elders, because they have elder organizations over there too. And they have a statewide elders organization, elders of Chukotka, and their new chairwoman is here. She's here, one of the representatives. And then couple of NUPIC association chairmen are here. They're all presidents of different associations over there, and almost all of them are got the same position as Billy. Almost none of them are just the elder. They're all like Billy, except for that one woman who's head of a whole bunch of organizations like this. So they've got more organization and more people and more area than we have. But they just started and they don't know what to do. And I thought we'd bring them over and we'd let them talk to you and visit you and see that there are other people who have elders and they're trying to do something. And not to tell them what to do, but just to let them know you're alive, because as you know, it's hard to tell elders what to do at all. After you get past 35, it's hard to tell anybody what to do. they will listen to you, and you might even learn from them, because they've done things differently, and they actually have a better situation for working as elders over there, because unlike Americans, Russians respect elders. The Russian people are more tribal than Americans are, even though they're still European. And they give their elders over there some powers that Americans would never even think about giving you. They'll let you say no to something that's going to happen in your village, and they'll listen to you in Russia. They won't do that in the United States. United States, they don't believe in groups like this. In Russia, they do. So the elders could have even more power, more could contribute more than you guys here. But they don't know how to do it yet. You know how that their administrators, their bureaucrats, their government has more control than ours does here. We can tell our government people to go to hell over here. Pretty hard to do that in Russia. So it's a different situation, but they need to know two things, I think. One, that you guys are here and working and concerned about the important things to help your people, but they need to know that they have to support their leaders and what their leaders are going to be doing for their people. They got to do that. They got to tell their leaders that, you know, that they're doing good, that they're doing good, and they're behind them. They do what some of you were talking about, that we've always talked about since we organized it, and that's to try to get good leaders. Not people who are too busy with our problems, drinking and smoking and that kind of stuff. Encourage people who will solve those problems, who don't do that, to be the leaders, and they need to do that, because their alcoholism is way worse than ours. They need to know that they have to work on that problem as well. They have lost a lot of men over there to alcohol. There's men missing over there, and it's not just natives. It's the whites over there too. They got men missing all over the place. Providinia, there's over 450 widows, young ones, in one town that's smaller than Kotzebue. They got no husbands. They got kids, but no husbands. And that's the kind of thing that has occurred over there, and mostly from alcohol. One time, Mary and I were at a conference with Russians, and this doctor from Chukotka got up and talked for about an hour about about their alcohol program. And Mary and I were shaking our head. Boy, they got a worse problem than us. Then he said, "Now I want to talk about the natives." He was talking about the whites' problem all this time. And we thought he was talking about natives. So they have a real problem with alcohol. Providinia is a town of smaller than Kotzebue, but maybe 2,500 or something. And they don't have a lot of natives there, and their district is almost the same size as us. They don't have as many natives in their district as we do, and mostly Russian. And last year they lost 46 people, mostly young men, to alcohol deaths. Can you imagine us trying to deal with 46 alcohol deaths over here in our region? So they have a real problem. So that, you know, there's things you guys can talk about, and you'll have a chance to. But I want to take this time to tell you that our elders program is one of the most important things we ever got going. It's like everything else. You know, when you've got good things, you never think about them. You know, if they're yours, you just think about the bad things. You almost have to go to outside to find out how good you are, or what something you have is good. Everybody, like Rachel said, outside of our region recognizes our elders program as being something unique, something very powerful. We don't, but they do, and I wanted to point that out. It wasn't easy to start it. I remember my friends telling us when we started this that, what are you trying to do? Get these old drunks to tell us what to do? And that's what they told me here in Kotzebue. And the reason for that was because they would look at who was on the council, and they knew that some of them had drinking problems before. And so that to them, they were drunks. What they didn't understand was that when people sit down together as inupiats in a group, that you're not longer yourself. You become something more better. And I want you to know that even if you feel like you're alone and weak when you're out by yourself, you're not. You may be as an individual, but when you come to work at this council, you are very powerful. If you want to do something, people have to listen to you in this country. Now you have to pick and choose what you're going to work on. You have to pick and choose what you're going to put your organization on the line for. But if you do, it's going to get done. Don't think that what you're doing is not important. It's one of the most important things that's happening here. You represent our people as a tribe. There's no other tribal organization. The IRAs may be strong in the village, but in the region, there's only the Elders Council. I want you to know that. If you listen to the kids, every once in a while they put something on the radio, somebody tapes them saying something about alcohol or whatever. You listen, you hear what they say. They say that they have a hard time respecting their parents. And you know that. I mean, when we were parents, it was hard to respect us too. I mean, who would respect us? My kids didn't respect me. But they all say they respect their elders. So we haven't lost. We haven't lost anything. In fact, it makes your job even more important, because who else do they respect? Nobody. And unless you're out there showing them and telling them, they won't listen. They'll never learn. So you have to continue that work. And Billy and I, we talked about that when we first started. And he and Elizabeth, they were the ones that stood up there. Really helped when we first got going. And I hate to see Billy retire again, but I understand. But I know he'll always be here. And what we're doing is we're creating more. You know, first come on the council a few years ago, she was the younger, she was the baby. And you know, here she is. She's, you know, she got off a while and she's coming back. And that's what happened. Now I don't know if Alex or Levi is the baby now, but you know, here they come. You know, younger people just coming along. I don't consider Rachel a young person because she and Mary were the first to get involved with the elders years ago.
Remember baby then?
But it's you know, it's good to see, and so there'll be other people to take Billy's place, Elizabeth's place. But you know, I want you to know that they are, well, nobody else had worked as hard to get the Celtics Council together and going as Billy did. So when you meet with the Russians, now you know why they're over here. I'm sure at Buckland and, yesterday and Selwood today that they're being shown how, you know, how our people live and how similar they are, how same they are. And but they'll also see the differences. And that's what I told them yesterday before they went. I said, you know, when you go there, you know, you're seeing your own people, and you're going to be surprised at how similar everything is. But you should also look for the differences, because we're going to talk about them when you come back. So, because I want to see the difference between there, where they are, and where, because that's how they open their eyes, because they're going to be seeing how different they are. I just want to take the chance, I guess I'm going into the next one, but to talk about a couple other things. On this regard, next week we're getting seven of their leaders over here from throughout Chukotka. And some of you have met Yuri Tokoto from Laventi is one of them who's been here before. But some of them have not been here. And those are the ones we're going to talk to about land claims in Alaska, Greenland, Canada. We're going to talk to them about how Indians are treated in Alaska as opposed to Russia. We're going to talk to them about how to get things done, what they need to do to keep communication with their people, those kind of things. Things we've done to get where we are. We're going to talk about those kinds of things. And hopefully they'll go back with their eyes open a little bit and they'll start working together. We're going to talk to them about, instead of fighting each other like they do now, how they have to get together to work together to get things done. And that's what they'll be doing next week. And I hope that's enough to help get them going over there. Because I'm leaving Nana and nobody is taking over my program. So that will be the only thing. Even though there's money out there. Natalie Novak is thinking about, Nana's not going to continue this, about her continuing the program maybe over there, getting some money to keep helping them out. But speaking of that, I will retire again from Nana on the 30th of September. And when I went back to Nana, a little over a year ago, my main purpose was to get into their retirement program, because I didn't have enough time before to get into it, so I needed to get in one more year to invest in it, and I've done that. So when I'm 60, I'll get a little retirement from Nana. So that was the main reason. The other reason was to see if there could be a place for me in Nana for at least another 5 years, where I could be really helpful. And unfortunately, I didn't find a place for me and Nana. Our president has reorganized stuff, and he offered me another position, but it wasn't the kind of thing that I wanted to do. And it's better for me to back off and look for something. say that because there may be some rumors going around that you know that we're fighting. He didn't want me there. I didn't want to be there. Basically, it's you know, I looked at it, and they're doing. He's doing the right thing. His management changes. We need to look at what he needs to do down the road for growing the business. But that's something the board will do. And so I told Charlie, you know, on my part, there's no hard feelings about any of this. I support what he's doing, and I'll continue to support him on the board. And it's just time for me to move out. I felt, I guess I would be like, me being on this council, I feel like I'm not an elder, so I would feel out of place, and that's kind of how I felt in Nanaheim. Having been president there for so long, I was kind of like an extra thumb. So this will be better for everybody. The last thing I want to mention, since it's not on the agenda, is the elections that are coming up. I thought somebody ought to say something to you. I don't know if anybody is, but all elections are important. And, you know, as elders, you should understand that. In your villages, the closer they come to your people, the more important they are. You have, I go back to the time when we had all of our strongest leaders in Nervik, Robert Newland, Billy, Alfred, everybody in Nervik. And they didn't pay any attention to their city council meetings, and all of a sudden the school teachers were in charge. And we had a big problem up there. And we had to go back and fix it. And they had to fix it. And those things can happen. It's very important that you pay attention. Not that you support anybody, because the last time we had support, again, at the strongest leaders in Nervik, Robert supported one guy and Alfred supported the next, and we had a big fight. Almost split the elders' council. We had to go fix that too. Don't do that and make that mistake. What you have to do, as we agreed to earlier, is you have to look at the elections and you have to encourage people to be a part of the election process, whether that's by voting or running for office. And you try to encourage the best people you know to do that, because as you know, the better our leaders, the better job that will be done. And you have to, that's part of your job as an elder, to make sure that the best people are representing you, no matter where it is. In the statewide elections, listen to what AFN is doing. They have a process they're going through, and whoever they're going to support. I may not support whoever they want us to support, but you know, that's neither here nor there. You look the two top candidates for Governor Campbell and Knowles. Both of them would be good for us. They say they're going to support us. I think maybe Tony Knowles, because he's a Democrat, and because the Democrats more support Native issues, would probably be better for us. But it's up to you who you want to vote for. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but this year it looks like those two are, both of them would be good for us, whoever you vote for. But you need to get other people to go and vote, because we've lost the power we had when we used to vote. And the Natives used to come out and turn out and vote. That's one thing they don't have a problem with in Chukotka. Their villages, the Natives vote 85% average throughout Chukotka. I don't know why. They're in worse shape than us, and still they get out and vote. Maybe it's because they never voted before, and it's still good to them. But they don't have that problem. We can't. We have hardly get 40% of our people to vote. We need to do better. Otherwise, nobody will listen to us. Politicians listen to vote. So you need to try and help get the vote out as well. I wanted to mention that because it's coming up in June, and we can't forget those things. You are the leader. You have to be in charge of leadership. You have to make sure that those people who are our leaders are leading correctly. And where there's openings, you need to make sure that good people are going forward to present themselves to be elected to those positions. That's part of your job. And you don't want to forget it. It's not, maybe not as important as some of the other things that you do, but it's important anyway. So I probably took more time than I should, but thank you for listening to me anyway. I joke about that, coming to the Elders' Conference to see if I can get some of your wisdom to rub off. And I joke about not rubbing off very good, because I never get enough wisdom, so I have to keep coming back. So. Someday. If you think that you need to do something, don't hesitate to ask for it. These organizations will respond to you if you have something important you want to do. Don't hesitate. Ask them. Anna, Manila, Burrow, your IRA council, your city council. You want something done. You tell them. They need to be told. They need your guidance. Everybody does. Even worse now than we did when we first started. One last thing. We try for things for years sometimes, and we kind of give up. Sometimes it gets done. We have had Inupiats go off to college and get educated, come back and become teachers. But we never had anybody except for Kobuk. In Kobuk, which is almost not even a school, it's so small. We've never had anybody appointed principal in any of our own people until this year. And every time I ask them, the school board or administration, our people are not qualified. And then lately they've been saying to me, the people don't want them. Because I keep pushing for them to appoint our own people. And my reasoning is, they appoint white people who goof up. Why can't they appoint our people even if they're going to goof up? And this year they finally did. Robert Mullock Jr. is a principal at Tumblr. Finally they put one of our people in. And my guess is that if they talk about him, even on the school board or even in the administration, they're saying, well, we just can't wait for him to goof up. I'll bet you they do that. No, I just know they're going to do that, because that was their reasoning before for not appointing him. Why should they change now? And Robert is the kind of a guy who does things that make people think he's going to move up anyway. And the reason I bring this up is that even though people may think that way, we can't help but be proud that he's been appointed. And I know he can live up to the job. I know he can, but he's going to need help. And you support him. You need to. Even if he can't make it, we got to help him make it. He's got to do a good job. And being the first one, he's got to do a better job than the white people. I mean, that's the way it is. Anytime you're a first for your people, you got to do it better. So he's going to need a lot of help. So anytime you get a chance to help him, do that. I saw him yesterday, and I told him, anything I can do, just call and I'll go help. You guys should do the same. So I'm very proud we finally got one started. But if he does good, you may have 11 of them. Actually, he's not the first principal. We had one in Constantine. Okay. Thank you.